Blog Talk Radio.
Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. The air date of this episode is October 27th, 2020. Tonight's subject is more nonsense and hypocrisy. We'll be discussing the current political climate as it pertains to black people in the United States. Our main focus will be on our self-sufficiency. What we need are tangibles, period. This episode will be uncensored, and for those 18 years of age or over. And I said we got a caller in here from the 720 area code, last 4169. Good evening there to you, Brother Che.
Hey, greetings from the Mile High Income City, peace, love, and black empowerment.
Yes, sir, absolutely, most definitely. Yes, sir, absolutely. And we definitely, man, you know, going to need it, man, particularly in these points that's going on right now, this particular time in history, you know, with this COVID bullshit, man, you know, Trump and his nonsense. And as I stated here in the episode description, you know, we're dealing with tangibles, you know, 2020, 2024, you know what I'm saying? 2028, you know, indefinitely, you know what I'm saying? You know, sky's the limit on that, you see. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your executive producer and host, and our producer and co-host is the one and only Mad Dr. D. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is also definitely the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News. So definitely check out Mile High News on YouTube. Check us out on Facebook as well, too. So now, earlier today, okay. All right, cool. On Instagram now as well, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, check us out on Instagram as well, too. Mile High News. News for us and by us. And definitely donate to Unity Community. Where we're setting up the own community, you know, for ourselves, because the rest of these groups, you know, they want to get away from us. And we want to get away from them, you know. So let's up here, you know, doing for ourselves. Being self-sufficient is one of the things we want to talk about. Now, also, too, Brother Che, that I came across some information earlier is that California has an initiative on its state ballot this election coming up where they want to get rid of affirmative action. And this is pointing back to that shit back in the 1970s, you know, dealing with the Allen Bakke decision, where they had, the state of California had cited reverse discrimination, and it did go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And also, too, we want to point out is that information we came across is that the Trump regime, you know, has appointed at least one third of the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, that's currently going on, you know, with the latest confirmation. You know, what's this Supreme Court justice they just inaugurated that they did real fast? Do you know her name, Che?
Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, exactly. You see, so therefore, what Trump has done has shored up or shoring up, you know, his conservative outlook and viewpoints, you see what I'm saying, in time for the election. Now, you're having a record amount of people coming out to vote, from what I understand, you know, with this early voting or what have you, and things of this nature right here. Then, you know, you got Biden going on and Trump going back and forth, you know, with these debates and shit like this. Then the hypocrisy of Trump, you know, who tested positive with this COVID virus, but he is still making all these political rallies. And then people in his on his staff, you know, is tested positive for the coronavirus. And then the same thing with Mike Pence, his vice president, you know, there's people that have tested positive for this pandemic or what have you on his staff. But however, they're still going out there campaigning. And also, too, to those of you in Colorado and those of you who know people in Colorado, call them up on the phone and have them definitely vote for Chairman Sekou Nkrumah. He's running on the ballot in Colorado with the Unity Party, and he's running as an independent. So definitely, you know, we need to get that brother elected. Okay, Brother Che, so other than that, what's happening in the Mile High City? And I see we're being joined by Brother Isaiah as well, too.
Hey, man, this is the same old, same old. They keep sweeping people like trash. It's unaffordable.
Right.
You can't afford to live here anymore. We're being gentrified, ethnically cleansed out of our neighborhoods. You know, we are number two behind Oakland and San Francisco for the most gentrified cities in America.
Right. Because Oakland is definitely going through that there rapidly, is because I remember taking some pictures of the skyline about 2 or 3 years ago, and then the last time that I was there, you know, which is about a month ago, is that, you know, how that skyline is building up with all that office space and what have you, and then they're building a lot of these loft apartments over there in Berkeley, over there in Oakland, you know, over there in Emeryville as well, too. And as we all know, if you're familiar with the Bay Area, that there's a direct connection to the Bay Area Rapid Transit that goes right over there across the bay straight to Silicon Valley, to Google, to Twitter, to YouTube, then even all the way down there to Yahoo as well, too, you see.
Oh, wow.
So there's
okay,
a whole lot of
Yahoo.
Wealth, you know. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
the whole Barbary Coast.
Yes, sir, and Barbary Coast, as in barbarians, is because that's exactly what you had there, even back from the gold rush days, you know what I mean? And then on our videography, ladies and gentlemen, there is some pictures there we have on one of our clips of San Francisco, and then there were some notations there from historical San Francisco in 1876 that you'll find quite interesting. And it has even gotten more redundant and ridiculous since the 1870s. You know, opium dens, whorehouses, pimps, you know, thugs, criminals,
yeah.
You know, pretty much the scum of the earth, you know, as in barbarians, and that's why they called it the Barbary Coast. And it's still However, they got a great deal of wealth right there, and what's happening is what's increasing the homeless population there, as Brother Che was pointing out, is the gentrification, and also too of them raising up on all the rents and then these big old developers like they did out there in China Basin is buying up all this blighted property, and then they in turn tear it down, you know, and rebuild it up. And what they're doing is putting up there, you know, studio apartments, luxury apartments, you see, things like that.
That are $3,500 a month.
And that's crazy because
exactly.
They never get back to the homeless. You know, they never build nothing for the homeless for the help out, you know, trying to help them out so they can
But that's just it, though. See, this here contributes greatly to the homeless population. And, you know, and like in Oakland, California, black people make up less than 20% of the population, but making up more than 50% of the homeless population.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
You see, so there's a definite correlation right there, you know, between the racial aspect of it and the economical aspect of it. And this is why we got to focus on some tangibles. We're just building up our own infrastructures, our own factories, you see what I'm saying, our own political parties, you see, our own institutions of education for our youth. You see, it's because we as a people, we have regressed 100 years in the last 50 years. See, this election coming up, you see, is the most volatile election since the year 1968. You see?
Mm.
And that was over 50 years ago.
And we know what
and
happened
to
then.
Oh, yes, sir, right. Absolutely, you know. You see, that there's the year Martin Luther King was assassinated, and 2 days later, little Bobby Hutton was murdered by the Oakland Police Department in Oakland. You see, the Black Panther Party, you know, swelled his membership that is estimated up to 10,000 members throughout the nation on that. And then with this being October, this is the 54th anniversary of the original Black Panther Party there, you know, founded in Oakland, California by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. And, of course, the Infirmary Park in Oakland, California on 16th and Adeline, you know, is where they handled a lot of their business and what have you. And so we definitely appreciate their contribution. They made to our history. And now, the thing is, too, that I want to get to mention a little bit as well, too, is the Second Amendment situation. We all know is that California, you know, had banned, you know, having a open carry in California. And then I remember Yeah, doing some information.
They banned
research.
It after Huey and the rest of the Panthers
right.
did demonstrations in front of the
uh-huh.
Alameda courthouses, right?
Oh, no, sir. No, they did that is that when Bobby Seale and little Bobby Hutton had walked up there into the California State Capitol in Sacramento.
Yeah, the state capitol. Yeah, that's what
miles.
I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's only 75
yeah.
miles from Oakland. Sacramento is only
yeah,
75
Sacramento.
Miles from Oakland.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so what had happened was off of research that I've done on that event, it happened May 2nd, 1967, you know, in Sacramento, California, is because there was a state bill or a piece of legislation in Sacramento called the Mulford Act that was introduced by an assemblyman
mm-hmm.
from Piedmont, California, by the name of Mulford. And what it was to ban open carry weapons in the state of California. But what it was in actuality, it was designed to disarm the black community, you see what I'm saying, to keep them there, just helpless and just being vulnerable to be killed. You see, and
isn't that around the same time the NRA was formed as well?
Okay,
yeah,
no, I believe the National I believe the National Rifle Association was formed in the 1870s. But you see, but you always had these white militias and what happened, you see what I mean? And they're serious about their Second Amendment rights, you know, in states like Oregon, Washington, Idaho, you see what I mean? You know, which is Nevada.
Right.
Colorado, Kansas, you know, places like that, Utah, you see, and they're serious about keeping this dude, you know, as a president, you know, selected, elected, or whatever. You see what I mean? And this is what's making the point, you know, so volatile in it. And what it is losing people that are focusing on our tangibles. And whatever bullshit that we got going on amongst ourselves in our own house, we need to clean it up. Because, see, there's a major tidal wave that's getting ready to hit our ass real fast.
Right. And what?
That's a damn shit.
You
see? That's a damn shit.
What's the background noise?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm outside.
Okay.
So what's the temperature like there in Denver, Jesse?
It's cold. It's like 20 right now.
20?
It got down to the single digits last night.
I know it's freezing out there.
And we
cold.
Just got
my
like 6 inches of snow.
Mine's like in the mid-40s.
Wow. Yeah, I've been in Denver, Colorado. You know, I spent 3 winters there, so I know the feeling on that. So, is the city of Denver, what are they doing for the unhoused, man, you know, with the snow and what happened?
Man, sleeping on white trash.
For
real? They reallocated some millions, you know, toward homeless supportive services and more shelters. They're supposed to be opening up a new shelter. But they, as far as housing that people can actually afford, not a damn thing.
Damn, what?
Wow.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, the mile high income city.
We got 26,000 vacant luxury apartments.
Wow.
Damn.
And they are not trying to get the homeless on any of those apartments.
Yeah.
Damn.
So just at 25,000 vacant apartments, if you put 4 people in each one of those vacant apartments right there, you could house 100,000 people.
Easily.
To get them up out of their elements.
They don't want to do it.
Oh, of course not.
We got abandoned buildings. They don't want to convert into actual houses for people.
Right.
Right.
And this is why I'm saying, you know, in regard to a lot of these politicians, you know, particularly the Democratic Party that capitulates and compromises the black community, you know, on a regular basis. You see what I mean? You know, particularly on vital stuff.
Denver is a democratically ran city. It's been like that for decades now. And you can see the dump ain't lying when he say that these Democratic run cities is being ran really bad.
Oh,
but he ain't getting my vote.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Because like I said, the shit that I've witnessed in the last 50 years, you know, with the Democratic Party, they come to us with the same damn game where they, you know, want our vote, want our loyalty and all this shit, and they constantly sell us down the toilet. They did it in 68, they did it in 72, they did it in 76, they did it in 80. You see what I'm saying? They did it in 2008. You know what I mean? They
did
it all
in 2008.
Yeah, exactly. You see, when Obama was supposed to have all that stimulus money,
and Obama's
the
whole
not Obama, old Sambo.
His name is old Sambo.
He didn't do a damn thing for Negroes, Negrettes, foundational Black Americans, American descendants of slavery. He didn't do a damn thing. He did something for immigrants, though. He did something for LGBTQIAP.
Oh, he sure did.
He did something,
he did
something
for them.
Doctor.
That's not for us, though. That is, so old Sambo.
And also, too, gentlemen, this is the point that I'm making for tonight's podcast. Is one of the things is that California is talking about reversing affirmative action, right, based off the Milwaukee decision. But as Brother Che had pointed out, you know, months ago, and I commend him for it, is that every other group, you see what I'm saying, let them hold their own nuts, is because it's the other groups that are only benefiting off the shit that we went up there and got killed for, lynched for, beat to death, police dogs, sick dogs, fire hoses, lynch, murdering ass police and all that, but all these other motherfucking groups are going out there benefiting up off this shit, but as soon as we talking about some tangibles, or as soon as we talking about pooling our resources, these motherfuckers want to sit up there and talk about,
you guys are being racist, man,
fuck that. We have to be self-sufficient. You say, like what Unity Community is doing in Colorado. See, we have to become self-sufficient when we put our own people to work. Fuck all that.
On the affirmative action point, I want the viewers to know, affirmative action does not benefit Black people. That's a common misconception that affirmative action benefits us. Affirmative action benefits white women.
Exactly.
Yep.
You see?
That's what it
is. And that there was the case that they were saying in the Allen Bakke decision back in 1978 is because it was at the University of California at Davis, I believe, and he was trying to enroll in graduate courses, right? But the affirmative action policies had stated, well, you know, we got these three slots available for, you know, Black people or Hispanics or what have you. And so based on that, this is where the term reverse discrimination is from. So therefore, in the American ethos of reverse discrimination, that there's a damn form of hypocrisy in itself. So therefore, these motherfuckers realize in their ethos is that discrimination does exist. So all that is them, vain with it. All of a sudden, it is a problem. Just like how you said, Brother Isaiah, all these motherfuckers want everybody to be loved by us, but everybody hates us, but we're not supposed to be doing that for ourselves. And Black progress is of how much we can get out here and degrade ourselves in this motherfucking Hollywood shit. Yeah, that type of shit. And the same thing with these bullshit ass elections. They say like Kamala Lockham of Harris. You see what I mean?
Don't get us started on Pop Molly.
Yeah, and then also, and then keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that I've done some research on Kamala Harris. She was born in Berkeley, California, you know, in 1965. She was born at the height of the civil rights movement. She also, too, was an assistant district attorney in Alameda County, and that there's the courthouse, Brother Chad, which he was talking about. you know, where the president was at, you know, almost 50 years ago, you know, protesting for Huey. She has suppressed a lot of evidence that otherwise would have proven people that were innocent. Then not to mention the fact, you know, that she got up there and lied and said that she was listening to Snoop Dogg and smoking reefer in the 1980s.
Oh, man.
And Snoop Dogg wasn't even back in the 1980s. He was like in the early 90s.
Right.
Right. Like, come on, man.
And then also, too, then she became the district attorney of San Francisco County. And of course, you know, is that want to point out, too, is that there was a brother that was shot down by the Philadelphia Police Department in the last few days, too, from what I understand, which is very, very similar to what happened to Mario Woods in San Francisco in 2015. Yeah, see, so once again,
was he the prosecutor,
you know,
or
the
state attorney, the attorney general,
got killed. Okay, I believe that she was the attorney general, but regardless, though, with her being the attorney general, she could have went up there. Her office could have went and picked that case up, you see what I'm saying, and prosecuted their damn selves. You see what I mean? You know, just like with the bullshit there that's happening there about of Los Angeles County. You see what I mean? You know, well, you got the L.A. County sheriffs, you know, about there out of the Compton Station, where, you know, where they got this gang, you know, that specializes in killing black males. You see what I mean?
Well, they're the biggest gang, the police.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
see, so it's just the hypocrisy of this bullshit. And then with her being the United States Senator from California, you see what I'm saying, is that she cannot, you telling me, with her being a trained lawyer and with her having a JD degree, which is a doctor of jurisprudence, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To qualify as an attorney, that she can use her influence to go in there and to correct some of that shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so but they want us to go out here and do all this voting, okay, which is great, which is beautiful, but the voting is more effective at the state level than it is at the federal level. Say, because the president doesn't need the popular vote to win. All he needs is the electoral votes. And the electoral college is the United States Congress.
Right.
So, you know, this mainstream media and bullshit, they come to you with all this twist and double twist and all that old type of shit. You see what I'm saying?
That's why they're not elected.
Right.
Exactly. You see? Exactly. And these motherfuckers, you know, are selling us down the toilet. So that's why we need to check independent candidates.
To that point,
yes, sir.
Colorado has a ballot initiative. The number escapes me right now. But we have a ballot initiative on our state ballot to to get rid of the Electoral College and incorporate the popular vote.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yeah.
No, good, real good. You know, all the other states need to drop that there too at the local level. You know what I'm saying? And get rid of the Electoral College because, you know, all these congressmen and senators and shit like that, you know, a lot of them, you know, have been entrenched, you know, for generations into the Congress. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, was that I'm looking at some
like
of these Senate races. Yeah, exactly.
Jim Crow Biden.
You know, 47 years.
Right.
Yeah, 47 years, you know,
47
that motherfucker.
47 years. And the Trump got him good when he said, man, you all talk. You ain't no action. You've been in government for 47 years. If you was going to do any other stuff that you said you was going to do or say that you going to do, you already did it.
Right.
Exactly.
He pulled his card. He said, you a career politician.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say, Brother Trey. You see, it's time to get rid of these career-ass politicians. You see what I'm saying? And then we also got to look at how the fuckery goes on with this Electoral College. Now, what happens is that individuals, you know, who are in the federal seats are going to the state representative candidates, you know, telling them to push certain agendas, like what these motherfuckers is trying to do now is to get young black boys to wear girls' clothes in the schools and all this other
stuff.
Oh, shit.
God.
You see
and
what
girls
I'm saying?
And black girls to wear boys' clothes.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, they're all doing the hidden. Careful, they're going to call you transphobic and homophobic just for speaking on it. No, what them motherfuckers need to do, and they're going to call you transphobic, and they're going to call you homophobic. And they need to go get them some pussy.
Right.
That's the only thing I'm going to do. And I mean no disrespect on that, but the episode is on.
Right.
Is on
for the real, though. For real, though,
yeah. And then another thing with this bullshit,
no,
you know,
for
that they... is that then they keep trying to raise black boys up to be girls and all this old type of shit.
Oh, boy.
You see what I mean?
Right.
And then they try to sit up there that motherfucker could say that he's male, female, or non-binary.
You already got one?
Man, get the fuck up out of here with that shit.
Right.
You
and not just on the black on boys, it's on the black girls too. Black girls on running out here, you know, dressing like boys. They try and get them to do that.
Tell
so
all
it's
that. All
like all
that,
all
that,
all
that,
that. Bender, all that stuff. Like, come on now.
You see, and then keep in mind, but you know, this shit is perpetuated, you know, in the educational system, in the media system, in the Hollywood and entertainment system, because Dr. Francis Cresswell Wilson, you know, had pointed out, you know, from all those quote unquote black exploitation films that they were making in the early 1970s. For us to get acquiesced and using the terms amongst ourselves of bitches and niggas and hoes
and shit like that. Yep.
In other words, so what they did was
going
they
on
programmed
to
youth then.
Went up to the
70
some films, 70 black exploitation films, all the way up to gangster rap in the mid 80s, up to the 90s, hip hop, all that. Yep. And
oh,
still
yeah,
going on.
It's a
goddamn
project.
And we got some reality TV shows now. Looking at us in the negative light. All the love and hip hop, the love and basketball, and all that. Like, come on now. Like, what the world? We don't act like that. They just want to stereotype us down like they always do. So it's time to correct our own stories. It's like, shoot.
Exactly. But you see, but we all know how the city of Los Angeles do things there with Hollywood and Hollywood and all that old type of shit. Yeah, you see. And then also, too, information that I've came across, you know, that California is a hot spot, that Los Angeles County, you know, was the most infected area, you know, throughout the state of California. There are some parts in California where Gavin Newsom, you know, is considering locking down, but then out there in the northern parts in the rural areas where all the grape vineyards are, the weed fields are, and the country areas and stuff like that, you know, who's kind of like opening back up, you said. But I'm traveling, you know, here on the West Coast, you know, of this work that I do. You see what I mean? You know, so I've been through like Oregon and Idaho and Washington a little bit. Then from what I understand, all the fires, if not most of them, have been contained in California, you see. And from what I understand, Napa Valley, you know, got hit real bad with the grape vineyards burning down. But as I stated before, that I'm of the opinion that the motherfuckers just burned down the goddamn grape vineyards. So they're going to start planting the marijuana fields right there. You know, the California,
sure.
It's bullshit. You know, the motherfuckers.
If they burn that down, all the weeds are
going to
be all over the place. You'll be,
no.
I smell some weed.
I mean, you can smell the damn weed, man, when you drive north on the Interstate 5, man, when you go up there by Redding and Shasta and all that shit. You can smell the shit like a motherfucker. So that means that they got acres and miles and hectare acres of that shit growing. So therefore, for all you juice heads out there, so all you wino motherfuckers, hate to be the bad, bad news, but Napa Valley got fucked off. You know, so they're going to be charging you a little bit of change on your short dog. So the motherfuckers stand out in front of goddamn liquor store panhandling for a short dog. Yeah, well, you motherfuckers going to have to get up off your ass and go get you a job. Or go make you one.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and that's for real. But also, too.
Yep.
And
begging for a cup of change, fill out them applications to build up for yourself.
But moving right along now, getting up here, with this pandemic shit. Okay. They are already saying it's gonna come back worse than it was the first time around.
And it's already worse. Sure, they are making money.
Brother Isaiah, they're making money, and they changed a lot of marketing strategies and shit like that. And then, but it's really had benefited corporations to the utmost, particularly the high tech industry, because see now they're developing more and more apps. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Right.
You see, so Silicon Game Valley down there in San Francisco and the Bay and all that shit, them motherfuckers is eating real good, and fuck them.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. You see?
Yeah, this pandemic is getting out of hand.
This scam-demic.
It's
a damn scam-demic.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And then also, too, what they want to do is give you these goddamn vaccines and all this old type of shit.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. I was just about to bring that. So did you hear the dump talking about once he gets the vaccine, he's going to have the military deploy it?
I heard about
Stalin,
that. Listen, I never
Mussolini
heard about this.
Type shit right there.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hear this.
They're gonna have the military start dispersing
the vaccine. If you checked out the last debate, they had asked him about his response to COVID and what he would do. Well, they asked Biden what he would do, and then Trump was "Well, this is what I'm going to do." And he basically said, I got my military generals working on it right now. As soon as there's a vaccine, it's going to be administered immediately.
What the hell is that? They're going to force this shit on
people. Saying,
it's
going
to
be in a month or two. He was saying, we're going to have a vaccine within a month or two. And then the moderator was like, realistically, that doesn't make any sense. The scientists are saying that it's going to be at least another 1 to 2 years before there's a vaccine. And the doctor was like, no, we're going to have a vaccine. We're working on the vaccine right now. And as soon as we have the vaccine, we're going to have the military deploy it.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, you see.
Wow.
So what's going to happen is, and I bet you dollars to donuts, is that the first motherfuckers that they're going to target are going to be the homeless. People hit with some court cases. You see what I'm saying? Well, you can voluntarily do this shit.
Did
y'all see that shit on MSNBC? Two weeks ago, that these Negroes from these HBCUs was talking about, they want to be the first in line to get the vaccine. They're going to take the trials.
What the?
Yeah. So already the damn Tuskegee experiment all over again. The damn Tuskegee experiment all over again. They want to sit up there and inject this shit into us and explain the course like what they were saying.
I say this though, I'm Trump. I'm sure to take those fasting first.
Bill motherfucking Gates. He needs to take vaccine.
Yeah,
right.
Him and his wife. They didn't take the damn vaccine. He wanna send the vaccine to Africa. He's just spending $15 million to vaccinate Africa.
He better take his whole family up on it and test it out, because I ain't taking
exactly. Yeah, hell no, I ain't taking that shit right there. You see what I mean?
This is how it's going to be, brothers. As soon as I got the damn vaccine, it's going to be either take the vaccine or die at gunpoint.
Yeah,
that's how they're going to do it. If they talking about the military, it's going to be administering it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're gonna,
it's gonna
force
be like Nazi Germany. You gotta have your papers. You gonna have to have your papers stating that you don't have COVID, that you was tested for COVID,
yeah, all that shit,
and all that,
mm-hmm.
all that mess.
Yeah,
yeah, all that.
And that's why, and then that's why, if you look at your cell phones right now, you will see there, and you could Google it. They got the shit set up there already, man, to see if you passed any person or came into contact with anybody, man, who tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, they have it on their phone.
You see where they're going?
They have an app that they've been pushing on all the phones. Google is in cahoots with it. And
it actually
tells you if somebody has COVID in the vicinity. And then they got some stuff now where one of the elders in the building where we tape the show, he has a temperature thermometer. So every time he come in contact with somebody, he's checking your temperature, literally.
Yeah.
To make that you don't have a high temperature, because otherwise you might be sick.
Yeah, if you do have high temperature, they say if you have like a dry cough or like your nose running, that means you are tested for corona.
And then they have it in some of the restaurants too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You go to some of these restaurants
and they do.
You need to stand right here. And this machine is going to scan you.
Yep, you got to stay
six feet apart,
take the temperature, and make sure you're on the low temperature, not the high temperature. If you have the high temperature, they cannot let you in. Or if you have the low temperature, they can let you in. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I was down at insane. Just say, but also too, getting back to these tangibles, Brother Che, I see a post of yours up here, man, with the hashtag tangibles 2020, no black agenda, no black vote, and overseeing, the black vote and voting for nothing. Now, last week on this podcast, we had a caller, who called in, who obviously was not black.
Oh, boy, not him. Right.
No, brother out there, not the cat that you think, not him. No, no.
Oh, okay,
him.
Okay, I was about to say.
Okay, it was another dude, who's going to try to sit up there and say that we're all American citizens and all that, and then when I asked him a question... Yeah, I asked him the question. I says, okay, well, when do we, as a people, after the so-called, petition the government to be citizens here? And the motherfucker come up there with a bunch of doublespeak and all this old type of shit. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the more reason for us to build our own fucking infrastructures. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, there are those out there who welcome to call in and drop knowledge here. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Our phone number to call in is 516-418-5996. Give us a call. Drop knowledge. But, as I was saying is, okay, so when did we as a people petition the U.S. government to be citizens here? Now, You're going to have those that come with that 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment shit, okay? But when did we, as black people, go on a collective body saying that we wanted to be citizens? So, therefore, if anybody's got any knowledge on that, you know, definitely, you know, give us a call. But moving it right along.
Yep.
Yeah, but moving it right along, gentlemen. Okay, now, as we all do know, the hypocrisy, you know, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, we all do know the hypocrisy. With Donald Duck Dump and old Mike Pence and what have you, you see. And they are talking about... like they said on mainstream media, well, you know, he's supposed to be the president guarding the national security and all that, but yet, though, he tested positive for COVID, and he's not wearing a mask. And there's a couple of states out here on the West Coast, you know, where the people are getting upset, you know, about having to wear these masks, or pretty much are saying, fuck the mask, you know. And then, naturally, of course, and then, quite naturally, of course, you know, the fervor, you know, the Second Amendment rights is because you got a lot of these Proud Boy organizations, white militias, Ku Klux Klan, you know, what have you, you saying, you know, what the fuck is going to go down if Trump isn't reelected, you see. And, wow, that that's crazy. So it's or even more so for us to have been concerned, you know, about our self-sufficiency than running around all these silly black-ass politicians of this two-party system thinking that they're going to do something for us, and these motherfuckers haven't. And I've seen it, you know, for the last 50 since 1968. That's you know, damn Democrats come to us, you know, with this bullshit, and they prop these motherfuckers up like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all these individuals, you know, they tell them, go out there, keep voting Democrat. They
Uncle
cut these
ben
side deals
them.
With him.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we most definitely, you know, need to check out some independent candidates, you see, particularly...
Right.
Well, you know, with people
new
registering to vote in high record numbers, you see. And then there's some brother who's running for a U.S. senator down there in South Carolina, I believe, where he's going up against Lindsey Graham. And he supposedly has got this record amount of money, you know, for campaign contributions and what have you. You see? You know, and these black politicians and these liberal white politicians, they come to us, you know, every 4 years, every 2 years at the state level, you know, with this prepackaged bullshit. So what we need to be doing is putting together some independent candidates like what they got going on in Colorado with the Unity Party. And I'm going to let Brother Che speak on that there a little bit. Yeah, Brother Che, tell us about,
our
brother.
Go ahead, Brother
Che. Yes, sir.
So we have a party called the Unity Party. It was established in 2005 by a white man by the name of Bill Hammonds. And we joined this party last year. It's a legitimate party in the state of Colorado. And we have members in 40 other states. And basically we have taken over the party family. So it is a black party now. And whatever we say goes. So... we have about 6 to 8 people on the ballot right now for state office, president, and federal Senate offices on the ballot right now under the Unity Party. It's a centralist party, and the motto is not left, not left, not right, but forward, straight ahead. So we're not the Democrats, we're not the Republicans, and we're moving forward, period.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, there's other independent parties, but this is the one that this one and the Green Party are the two that I'm most familiar with. The Green Party, they have, like, this multiculturalism stuff going on, so I'm not really feeling that. Like you said, these people need to hold their own nuts. So right. they're on right. that, but they Howie Hawkins and the sister Angela do have mm-hmm. reparations on their agenda. I don't know the exact amount, okay. but Brother Sharif has been pushing this a lot, that they are running with a black agenda. Now, there's another sister by the name of Jade Simmons, and she's mm-hmm. running for president as well, and she's an independent. And
okay.
she's on the ballot in about 46 states. There's like
okay.
There's a couple of states that wouldn't let her in on the ballot because you have to get so many signatures. You know, it's a process to
right.
get on the ballot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm familiar with that process. Yes, yeah, because some states they got to get so many signatures to add a candidate,
right.
to get on the ballot. Some states, you know, the candidate would have to do some fundraising because he would have to probably pay some type of filing fees for it. You see what I mean? But you know, at the local level, you know, your vote, you know, carries more weight is because in municipalities or cities where the mayor is like can replace department heads, you see what I mean? Then that's
yeah.
what you want is because see, he can go ahead and fire
right.
the police chief, you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And what have you. You know, that mayor could go ahead and fire these rogue ass police officers and what have you. But it all depends on what the city charter is because as we all know, just like how each state constitution is different, you know, each city charter, you know, is different, you know, as
mm-hmm.
well, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's
yeah.
a process to get changed on the charter. I mean, we have stuff on
mm-hmm.
the ballot out right now to lessen the mayor's power because in our city, in Denver, it is a mayor
mm-hmm.
top-down system. So the mayor runs
oh,
everything.
Wow.
The mayor has all the say. The mayor makes all the appointments. The mayor
yeah.
vetoes whatever approves, whatever budget is brought forth by the council. So the mayor has
mm-hmm.
a lot of power here. So now we have a councilwoman by the name of Candy C. DeBaca, and she is challenging the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
To the Denver voters to decide what Denver voters want to do when it comes to the mayor. Now, I plan to run for mayor in 2023. So,
Hey.
I'm really
no,
following
you got my
pretty
vote.
Closely because
they got my full brother, Jeff.
She was running with this Kamala Harris of Denver by the name of Lisa Calderon. I'm planning for mayor along with Chair. And she was salty because me and Sekou did not support her. Because she's one of those trail mixes. She's one of those mulattoes. So one minute she's black, the next minute she's Latino or Mexican or whatever the hell. And
right.
they can't be trusted because
right.
you got dual alliances, as Brother Tariq
right.
would say. You got dual alliances,
right.
and that can't be trusted. So that's she was talking
right.
that we didn't support her. So now.
Yep.
Candy's chief of staff, and she's doing
okay.
everything she can to get the mayor. Now, we have a black mayor. His skin is black, but everything else is white as snow.
Oh, his mind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
he got that European mind for him.
Okay, we got Brother what it said, too. Okay, we got,
he's
yeah, just letting y'all know, yeah. Yeah, we're just going to, greet Brother Aziz. Hey, greetings to you there, Brother Aziz. How you doing?
Oh, welcome, brother.
Breakfast,
Yes, sir.
I missed the opening.
Yeah,
I'm a little busy, so I don't know what you're talking about.
We're just talking about the pandemic, the election.
Yeah. The intangibles.
I wanted to go up there and know
what happened in West Philadelphia last night or night before.
Shed some light on that because that day came across my
attention. Yeah, what happened in the Philly?
Who gunned down
oh, yeah,
and,
yeah. Well,
yeah,
I heard well, what happened down there. What happened down there?
Yeah, well, my understanding, because Sister Janai, New Black Panther Party, she sent me a message and a couple other people told me, and then I seen the video myself. I even shared it over the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Apparently, okay. It's like, you know, as it always is, an unarmed black man gets gunned down by the cops, you know. He wasn't being aggressive.
Right.
He's actually like he was trying to get away from, you know, and, you know. But my thing is this with the white police officer, and I'm going to keep it plain and simple. Y'all need to put the badges and guns down with your scary ass. If you in that much fear,
why you
put that shit on?
That's what I've
why
been
you
saying.
Wearing that uniform, brother? They put it on because they're race soldiers. They're not police officers. They are race soldiers.
I said they put it on because they're bullies. They punks that got bullied on in school,
exactly.
And that's the ultimate power for a cracker. You understand? I can put that badge on. I could do anything I want to you. But see, this is my saying, and this is my rule. You do me or do one of mine, fuck the courtroom, fuck the judge, I'm doing yours. Bottom line, that's it, that's all. Let's go live by the Old Testament, since they always want to throw Jesus in the game and God in the game.
For an eye, Leviticus.
Eye for
eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Out here to the cops here in all New York,
eye,
I let them know.
Right.
In Cleveland, and in New York, Cleveland, Ohio, and in Albany, New York, if you mess with my kids or my female or my mother or any of my family members get hurt by your hand, I am coming to get yours. And like I always tell y'all, and y'all better understand this, and it's true about each black person on this line and around the world. If they take you out of here, guarantee you, your spirit, your essence, your soul, you can't come back at them. And they know that. That's why they fear us.
Right.
See, this body is a trap.
Yeah.
You know, this body is they way of being able to maintain against us. But if we go spiritual on them, and I mean seriously spiritually, if you studied any kind of martial arts, you know how to meditate and you know how to astral project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this as a black person. It's a natural thing in us, astral projection, and go get their ass. We got to quit fucking the knees and praying and asking Jesus and God or Allah or whoever. Because obviously our gods is not listening. Or our gods is saying, y'all do something about it. We ain't finna do nothing. And I'm telling y'all that's what they're saying. They're waiting on the black race to stand up on their feet and defeat this enemy, defeat this cracker, destroy this pink booty.
Because
they're doing it to us, y'all. Black power.
Hey, thank you, brother Aziz.
There
you
go. I like that.
And then also, too, I see we got another caller out there. And I also see we got another call out the 518 area code. Hey, feel free to join in on the conversation. Just press 1. Oh, okay. It's all good. Yeah, but as we all know, 54 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, is that when the crew started there in West Oakland on San Pablo Avenue, okay, you know, Dr. Newton let it be known that, hey, you got the right there, you know, to protect yourself, you see what I'm saying, and you got the right, you know, to bear arms, you see. So, but with California, you know, they had passed the Gun Control Act of 1968, or what they call the Mulford Act, where it banned you from open carry in California. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, is that the federal courts, now this is going to be interesting, is that the federal courts have ruled that California might be in violation of the Second Amendment on that. You see, okay, and I see we got a caller right here out of the 518 area code, okay. All right, your mic is unmuted. Okay, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Greetings, I'm Latrell, and I'm calling from Albany.
Oh, how you doing, Sister Latrell? And welcome. Yes, what's on your mind?
Say that again.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. What's going on with you?
I was just listening to the last few minutes of what was being said in regards to the policy enforcers, aka police officers, and the laws in which this Caucasian people, mankind, go by. We know that the policies and rules and laws of the so-called land they make is regards to, is to benefit them, and going higher than that and above that, the law of the mankind and the law of the land or law of nature, they law is. Especially since they're doing harm and they're not really giving any true justice to anyone. I don't care if you give someone, say something 40 years about, oh, that was incorrect, that was wrong, they didn't do that. That's 40 years later after you're going to destroy their family, destroy them, destroy their name, destroy who they were, not just physically, but, you know, overall. So that's it. Just, you know, love nature Trump.
No, absolutely.
We came before them. We was here the whole time, so.
And then not to mention that, you know, we were the original habitants of this whole place called Earth anyway, you see.
Absolutely.
And all these scientists that they came, you know, they stole it from us, you know, just like how, you know, you had these Greeks go down there to Kemet and they started renaming everything and start calling the place Egypt. But as we all know, the real name of it is Kemet, where you had institutions of higher learning. And then as Professor George G.M. James had pointed out in his writings, why isn't that you haven't heard of these dudes like Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates until they went to Kemet? But you never heard nothing about them in Greece, where they were from, until they went to Kemet.
True. And I actually read about those philosophers still growing up on my own. And I realized, like you said, all of them, there was nothing said about them until after they made the journey to the continent of Africa, to Asia, or to a university called Timbuktu. And I still thought that was a joke because I would hear it in a joke. But then when I read about it, a lot of things that they marvel about, whatever, stems out of the motherland, the continent of Africa. And those Aristotle, even the so-called father of medicine, and Plato's a handful of people I forgot now, but they were philosophers. They, all the information came out, and they gave credit to where they got the information from. But this, you know, outside of them and their writings, they won't give them. They won't give the credit to where it came from. They don't give the credit to who it belongs to.
Right.
Exactly. And then, as they you mentioned, Timbuktu, sister, over there in Mali, that there is where the University of St. Corey is. Is
there
over
you
there
go.
In
Thank
Timbuktu.
You.
And where they came and stole a whole lot of knowledge, you know, about it there, from trigonometry to geometry,
all that.
And all that. And,
all
that. And it's, the whole nine yards, you know. And then, of course, look at the accomplishments, you know, that were made off in the medical field. You know, you got a lot of the mummies still with their original dental work in there. And also, too, you saw that they were even doing dental work, you know, way back then. And at that point, out another thing that in regard to our tangibles, you see, people, we need our own educational systems, and we need to get our damn children away from these damn pedophile ass teachers and these sickening ass agendas and all that. So if they have these virtual schools,
it's getting worse and worse every day, every year,
Especially you got schools that are being inducted with curriculum saying they have to learn about homosexuality.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
They have to
remove
the fact that
their
gender is out of measure with intent. Go to talk to them about in detail, not just about physical sexuality, but there's no such thing as gender and gender neutrality. Without our permission. They started doing that as far as sex ed go years ago with my children. I was like, I never gave y'all permission. And they told me they didn't have it.
Exactly.
I said, yes, you do.
Right.
They don't need to do
But California is like that, sister. It's what you're saying. Yeah, California, they're saying is that you cannot take your children about the classrooms when they talk this shit. Now, but what I say is, like, with any concerned parent or grandparent, a loved one,
and my kid ain't
going to
ever walk
you know.
School.
And my kid would never go to
the
fight. When I have a kid, my kid now going to be in that mess when I have a kid.
No, because they are morally wrong and they are naturally wrong, you know, to sit up there and try to push that bullshit.
Yeah, trying to push that on their heads. Like, what the, come on, and what they teach right now is dangerous right now. That's what I got to say.
Absolutely.
Like, they too much.
And then, you know, you got all these missing children, and then you got these pedophile rings and what have you.
Yeah.
See, they're trying to sit up there and they're trying to normalize this shit. Just like that Senate Bill 154,
right.
I believe, in California that Gavin Newsom signed into law, the governor there.
And that's all in California,
shit
too. They've been doing all the
time. Right,
yeah,
so you know it's going to be all over the damn states like this.
Of course, that's their goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see,
anything
so basically what they want
creator.
To do, yeah, but what they want to do is that they want to eliminate the black male. You see, they either want to see
the black male
either dead, incarcerated, or effeminized.
Yep.
I see that.
Go ahead, Queen.
So when you look at this entertainment sports shit, they don't want black men out here protecting their children and their wives. You see, they don't want black men going out here innovating and building up their own communities. They don't want black men out here with tangibles.
They want the blacks to stand up for themselves.
Number of consultants, black entertainers that have consultants, but sometimes I'll follow them, especially when they start talking about the fashion, which I'm disappointed in altogether for certain men, for black men as a whole. They show you who their consultant is. They're these little petite, just out of fashion school, Caucasian females, and they're dressing these men in dressing men in handbags and dressing in actually type clothes that I wore as a middle school girl. I'm like, that's the type of, I've seen guys now where outfits that I actually wore as a female in middle school, like, you know, the fitted pants, not too fitted, but, you know, fitted pants, the collar shirt, the sweater, that whole look I've seen. I'm like, oh, my God. Y'all lost y'all mind.
Oh, no.
So just little things like that.
And also, it's today, dressing code right now is getting crazy. I've been seeing those tight, skinny jeans, those pulled-up shirts.
Yes, that's
like,
what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, that type of bullshit. Man, I'm glad you brought that up, Isaiah. Now, get this here, people. I go up here, man, and give me some damn work pants, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting the pants where you got, like, the pockets on the side, your back pocket, stuff like that, to put your tools in, right? So I'm up here, man,
right.
I buy the pants. I said, okay, they got my measurements. So I get home, man, I put these motherfuckers on, and I know they're real tight around the ankles and all this bullshit.
Oh, hell.
So I went back to the store, and I said, yo, Cat, check this out. I said, man, I need some goddamn work pants, man.
Do you have a bigger size than this?
Yeah, man. Then this motherfucker sit up there and gonna tell me, oh, well, that's the new fashion. Now, man, you better give me back my goddamn money, man. Hell, I go to the fucking Goodwill, man, get some damn work pants. And
right.
I see, then this is what I'm saying. They're sitting up there trying to normalize this shit. You see
they
what
are.
I mean? And they're trying to sit up here and force this shit, just like with this goddamn vaccine that they're trying to come up with on us to exterminate the black male.
Right. They don't have no one. They
got another one.
Just like that bullshit that Black Lives Matter is out. They for every other group,
the black man ain't
white
part of
it. Exactly.
Oh, I see that too.
You see,
right? The straight black man.
Right. Yeah, they don't concern themselves with straight black men. You see,
yeah.
And
they try
and
to turn the straight
you know,
women against
it.
The black men.
No,
you're talking about Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. They don't.
Yeah, you see,
I dealt with the chapter. I temporarily dealt with the chapter out here in Denver. Nah, them mugs, they just like you said, they do not want straight black men in that shit at all.
Not at all.
That's how they get
and
the money out on TV.
And trying to twist the mind of the straight black woman against the black man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And then, too, and keep in mind, though, too, gentlemen, and I'm sure you identify with Brother Aziz, because you and I have seen in our lifetime of how they eroded the image of the strong black male over the course of the last 35 years.
Yes.
With the high incarceration, with the drug epidemics, you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
With the value system all fucked up, you know, like what all the rappers is rapping about, B.I. this, you know what I'm saying?
And
I got money
and
all
that
type of shit.
Well, don't get me started. Right.
And giving our female, giving the black female a better position and a better job than the black man, to where she's looking down on him, or he's feeling less than himself because
oh, yeah,
the queen
absolutely.
Is leading.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a slick
okay,
ass
see,
game,
now,
man.
That's getting, now, and that's getting to the Will Lynch doctrine.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you see? So we got to look at that there right there, too. See how they shattered the structure of the black family unit. Say, when
right.
our people was migrating out of the South, coming up out of Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, heading to Detroit, New York,
mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, and all that, all the trade unions, you know, like all the plumbers unions, pipe fitters unions, carpenters unions,
mm-hmm.
unions no, we don't allow black people, you know, black men to be member of these trade organizations. But at the same fucking token, you can't get a
right.
fucking job without that union card. Is it?
Right.
So once
yep.
again, systemically,
exactly.
you know, they come
yep.
after the, you know, the black male. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, of course, when he does come
right.
up short, man, of not providing for his family, now they project an image that he ain't shit. Why do you think Hollywood is sitting up there projecting all our women up here with white men?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you, I can be a white man because the black man ain't got no money.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, like that's
only,
all there is to life. It's just the money. You need more than money
yeah,
to make a true
see,
to make a nation to build
exactly.
a nation. And that's what I hear.
Right.
I do hear. I've heard that around here where I'm at, and I'm like,
no, oh yeah.
That's it's more to it. There's so much more.
No,
to
absolutely.
It. And
yeah,
slowly
but
surely they start spinning like each other's ear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I wouldn't.
And
I was disappointed, like before my face, like, oh my goodness, no.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, and then
and I said this before. I said this before. All money. I said this before. All money ain't good money. Like
no.
you know, some part is good, but
no,
and
right.
some
like
of
the game
is bad.
Of dominoes.
Like, right. Exactly. Like all
the money
these,
ain't backed by nothing, and this is that's like playing life a monopoly. This
right.
money we dealing with
right,
right now.
Exactly.
Long story short, it's dealing with monopoly.
Right.
The true
yeah.
currency of this. This system is people like us, period.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we find
right.
the door out, the key to the door out, we're good. Because all this is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Even the buildings they built, I tell people, I said, all this stuff came from, is stolen. It started off as
exactly.
a stolen product. They make people
yeah.
like us, like labor to make it into bricks or whatever. And then they create these buildings,
mm-hmm.
these great structures, or nowadays they have that because they don't got no real good workers all the time.
Right.
So they create these
mm-hmm.
structures, and then they like, oh, charge people for it. And then say something about
yeah.
mm-hmm. say how we don't do nothing. These structures, even in their worst stage, especially the newer house type houses they build out of particle boards, that concept comes from us. So you can never say we
right.
have not contributed anything. We are the reason why this whole
right.
society exists. You just have to be
yes,
on
ma'am.
Top of the world right now in this materialistic land.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
We rule the world.
That's why, Queen.
You don't rule the
yeah.
world, you rule the system.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the former president of France, Jacques Chirac, he pretty much has stated that we bled Africa for all her resources, and we're keeping the people, you know, ignorant of their own history, so therefore we can keep control over
right.
them. I'm not quoting him, I'm just paraphrasing him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got like a lot of these Eurocentric millionaires or Eurocentric elite motherfuckers, you know, saying, hey, we got to keep Africa
uh-huh.
poor. You know, so therefore they'll be dependent on us. You see what I mean?
Always dependent
say,
on us. Yes, I do.
Right. And this
right.
is why the hashtag was created, called Resurrection of Mental Dead. And there's a group by that same name, and drop knowledge of how we can come up out this bullshit. This is because all we got is each other, black family. That is
yep,
all, we
all we
got.
All we got.
That's all we got. Because
y'all thinking
brother
the same
Chad
thing.
Points out. As Brother Che has pointed out so many times, and definitely like and subscribe on YouTube, Mile High News. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances, the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News. For Brother Che, Brother Noble and them, they're always dropping some very heavy knowledge. You know, so get with us today at Mile High News, Black Family. That's news for us, by us, and for us. And,
sure.
And donate to Unity Community. You know, let's build up some black owned gated communities where we can police ourselves, you know. Motherfuckers always want to keep us about their gated communities. Let's build our own and keep their stinking asses out.
Right. All them on the gentrification.
That's what the Black Panthers back in the day did in Ohio.
Yes, yep. Sir. You see, that, and glad you brought that up there, too, Brother Aziz, you know, going back, you know, to the original 10-point program of the Black Panther Party. You know, every
right.
human being has a right to decent housing. You know, let's build up our
right.
own housing. Let's get our homeless people up
exactly.
out of here.
Right.
You see? And then on top of it, because all we got is each other, Black family, because when they come with this vaccine
right.
shit, they're going to try to force that bullshit on us.
Well,
I'm
from, what I understand
yes.
that the military is supposed to be administrating this. So that tells me one
yes.
thing. If I say no, since
that's
you're sending the military,
was,
that means you're going to arrest me and shoot.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Oh,
why does the military have to do this? You know, what
exactly.
happened to just doctors? You know, so that's telling me right now is if you say no or refuse, either they're going to
mm-hmm.
arrest you or they're going to shoot you. One
exactly.
of the two.
Or,
so,
yeah, and
you're
going to
be
telling me
that
you're
going to or put you in a FEMA camp, you know, indeterminate.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then forcibly give it to you there. In unseen eyes, nobody will see
right.
how they're going to be forcing people to take this if they don't
exactly.
tag you down and inject you. You know, this
exactly.
this thing, this is a big plot to eliminate us. And
right.
everything they've tried over these 2,000, 3,000 years to take us up, off of this planet has failed.
Yes, sir.
You know, so
right.
here's their next moves, homosexuality.
Yes, that's one.
They can't get us with the drug wars no more because the brothers and sisters is waking up to that, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that our street gangs is coming together instead of fighting each other
right.
and starting to unite.
Right.
See, so a lot
yep.
of things that they have tried
That's
is
true.
Falling apart,
yep.
you know, piece by piece.
Exactly.
Well, see, like I said,
right.
the bottom line, if you want to end this, and I could say this, or everybody know what I'm thinking, it's only one true way to end this. You know, our revolution
mm-hmm.
hasn't had true bloodshed yet. And all
right.
revolutions in the history of mankind had bloodshed on both sides of the ship. But on this ship, we
mm-hmm.
are the only ones bleeding, crying, praying, dying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the protesting and marching and all that, that's nothing. We've been doing that forever and it has no result. Just more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
So until they start
mm-hmm.
putting their people in boxes and dropping them in the ground, this ain't going to change, y'all. You know,
that's why we have to build our own infrastructures. That's why
we
got to build our own infrastructures to feed ourselves, to produce coals for ourselves, to produce weapons to protect ourselves.
Grow
our own land. No, you said it. You're right. Yeah, the four factors of production we need to control in a Pan-African Black family, in the diaspora and on the continent. You see what I'm saying? Which is
all right.
So, I got to go, Shabaka, because we're getting ready to tape episode 49 of the Mile High News. So, thank you for calling in. Peace and love and black empowerment to everybody. And we're going to win this regardless.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
you're
not going
to
do
that.
Right.
Yeah, appreciate you there,
we
done
lost enough.
Yep. And, yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that there was Brother Che, you know, with Mile High News. Definitely like and subscribe to Mile High News. You know, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances, the West Coast correspondence for Mile High News. But what it is, Black family, you know, because we got like about, you know, 12 minutes left and get some closing statements in, is that we got to start controlling our own damn infrastructures. And I've been emphasizing that there ever since this podcast been in existence. And will continue to do so is because every other group has benefited off of the shit that we went out there and sacrificed our blood for. You know, just like they want to get rid of affirmative action. You know, so the U.S. Supreme Court is going to pick that up, considering, you know, now that they are mostly conservative now. You see? You know, when California put it on the ballot, that they're going to get rid of affirmative action.
So, wow.
But the point is, what I'm getting at, instead of coming with some bullshit like affirmative action, shit, how come, you know, you wasn't making us self-sufficient, you know, 50, 60 years ago?
Affirmative action ain't did jack.
You know, yeah.
Affirmative action did nothing.
Exactly. And then when you look at the Black Wall Street, the black businesses that were thriving in the South because we were forced to deal with ourselves. So when F.W. Woolworths and A.S.H. Craig said, okay, well, you Negroes can come sit here and eat at the lunch counter, all that shit, everybody start bum rushing it because they want to go spend their money with the opposition. And you happen to do that. But what you did was with your own infrastructures of commerce, you let them deteriorate. You see? You know, as much money as Black Wall Street was making?
Oh, yeah.
Say
that's
so,
because
so,
he was
so,
making
so,
more money than
we are worth a trillion of dollars, black family.
Yeah, exactly.
We're worth a trillion.
And this is why, you know, the tangibles is $100 trillion. It's because, see, we built the infrastructures of the United States and of this hemisphere, you know, of how they made money through the slave market, the liquor market, you see what I'm saying, the agricultural market, you see?
Right.
And then, of course, you know, the banking industry benefited up off of that, you know, off the capital and wealth that was generated off of that, see? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're in our last 10 minutes. We're going to ask everybody for their closing comments here. We're going to start with Sister Latrell. Then we're going to go on to Brother Aziz, then Brother Isaiah, then myself. Okay, Sister Latrell, your closing comments for tonight, ma'am.
My closing comments is that it's good to be a part of this conversation. I hope we see succeed or accomplish sooner than later. And let's not forget, keep in mind etymology and law.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
Okay,
queen.
All right. Okay. All right, Brother Aziz.
Black Power, y'all. My last statement is train, teach, and train some more.
Okay.
Get your mindset on this. We can accomplish all those things, but we're going to need an army to keep it. You know how these people are. You know, they invade and take. So we got to be ready to repel and evade.
Yes, sir.
It's time.
You know, absolutely. Hey, we have a right to survive. We have the right to exist.
Black power.
By any means necessary. Black power. You know what I'm saying? Always. Good. Brother Isaiah, your closing comments, sir.
Each one, teach one. We always got black family. Black unity is power. Black love is power. We need to come together in a time like this because we are in a crisis mode. We are worth trillions of dollars. We need to come together as one. We need to build up our structure. We need to build up from our own land, grow our own food, get our kids out of these public dominations because it's right now what they're teaching is dangerous. So time to homeschool family. So Black Power, y'all. Love y'all.
All right. Okay. Thank you there, Brother Isaiah. And here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, ladies and gentlemen, we definitely appreciate all our callers and our listeners. We're on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And our call-in number here is 516-418-5996. You could definitely go to our like page on Facebook by the same name. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Like our page out there is where we post our information of our upcoming presentations, what have you, in our podcast. Also, too, we are have some episodes there on Anchor FM. So definitely check us out on that. And we appreciate, you know, our support from all our well-wishers and for all our listeners and supporters. And so what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end this episode with our outro from 1973 by the OJs called Ship Ahoy.
Peace, Black Power.
That's well, man.
Just waiting to be saved. Oh.